Welcome to CloudNets, where networks meet cloud. We're helping you to keep up with the latest in the quickly changing field of high-scale networking. And now, our networking experts.
Hi, and welcome to CloudNets AI. This is a special mini-series spin-off of CloudNets in which we're going to talk deeper into AI and AI infrastructure. Mm-hmm. And we have our very own chatbot, Ran. Mm-hmm.
Hello.
Our AI specialist. Today we're going to talk about a cell-based AI fabric. We've been talking about network cloud AI and how a cell-based network fabric is better performing mm-hmm. than the alternatives. Mm-hmm. But today we want to touch on why and how.
How come?
So yeah, how is it different than any other Ethernet-based alternative?
Okay. Well, let me start with the fact that Ethernet is a lossy technology. When connecting multiple Ethernet devices one to the other, you create a network. That network is essentially lossy. It's mm-hmm. a best effort idea. You send the traffic and you hope for the best, and you have all sorts of mechanisms to kind of back up in case that traffic got lost or whatnot. What you need is, for AI workloads, what you need is a lossless and a predictable fabric, okay?
That will still be Ethernet towards the servers.
It would still be Ethernet towards the outside world. It needs to connect standard-wise to any other peripheral equipment. But on the inside of it, it has to be something predictable. And the implementation of a fabric-based, a cell-based fabric is one that implements that that function.
Okay, and the cell-based fabric is also changing the way we spray the incoming packets between the different spines. We do not do hashing and bouncing. We actually do spraying, which is equal and even.
This is an approach where in Ethernet you typically get a load of traffic, multiple packets or multiple different flows, and then you kind of you apply a hash function on top of this, and then you distribute or hash actually you select an aggregation device by which that traffic is going to be traversed to the receiving end. That's known as hashing. When you have hashing and then you have different types of flows, sometimes you have very large flows known as elephant flows. Mm-hmm. So large elephants and small mice. So you can have a kind of a lack of balance between the different aggregation devices inside your network. So the result would be that one aggregation device can be exhausted, another could be left idle, and the entirety of the network will be perceived as if there is a congestion situation.
Even though it has enough resources to handle everything.
Can be as low utilized as 10%, and still you will see losses.
And this is not something you can afford when you're talking about AI workloads.
You invest a lot into your network, yeah. and then you only utilize a small portion of it. What the cell-based approach enables you to do is to spread the traffic across all of the multiple spines or aggregation devices that you have. So you can keep the utilization level of all these devices on the exact same level. When traffic is increasing, the entire network increases. That's what's known as a cross-bisectional bandwidth, right? So everything kind of goes up as one plateau or goes down as one plateau.
But so it's a nearly perfect load balancing, you
could
say.
Close to perfect, yeah. Perfect balancing method. That's the idea.
Okay, that's cool. And this basically allows you to be predictable regardless of the overlay application.
Correct. That's like the third, well, potentially I would say that's the outcome of this. When you're running an AI workload, you don't know what's going to be the application that's running on top of it. And even more so, even if you know what kind of applications you're running today, you will not know what are the applications that you're going to be running in the near future, because there are a multitude of researchers working on this. You build $1 billion worth of an infrastructure, and then you have lots of researchers working on top of this. Sometimes you even outsource that infrastructure as a cloud resource, so you don't even know who is that researcher. So the next gen application that's going to run on top of it is definitely, by definition, an unknown.
Okay. And you don't want to fine-tune your network according to each new application.
It goes beyond you don't want to. You cannot. Mm-hmm. It's practically impossible to have a tuning team which is working directly towards so many different researchers. Everybody is doing a different thing, and you don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. So it's practically impossible to kind of fine-tune. You need to have something which is agnostic to the type of flow without any surprises in the network.
Okay, so I think it makes sense, and I think we came up with three main points, as we typically
eventually,
do.
Eventually, that's the result.
Why a cell-based fabric is so much better than the alternative when it comes to Ethernet for AI fabric or AI infrastructure. The first is that it's lossless, as opposed to the lossy nature of an Ethernet network, as opposed to a single node. Mm-hmm. The second is that we have near perfect balancing, so we can utilize the infrastructure
and spread
everything evenly across the different spine. And the third one is that we are actually agnostic
Correct.
To the overlaying application or workload, and in that manner we are future proof because the next workload will behave differently by definition than the current one.
Exactly. The network is not limiting the research or the innovation.
That's exactly. Okay. Thank you very much, Ran. Thank you for watching. See you next time on CloudNets AI. Thank you. Bye-bye.
And that closes up on another episode of CloudNets, where networks meet cloud. Thank you for listening, and be sure to subscribe to get the latest episode of CloudNets.